Collingwood Today welcomes letter to the editor. They can be sent to erica@collingwoodtoday.ca. Please include your full name as well as address and phone number for verification. The following letter was sent in response to an article entitled, 1 year later, admissions still halted at Sunset Manor. Editor, I became involved with Sunset Manor in 2016 when we admitted a family member into this long-term care facility. For the first year, everything ran fairly smoothly. Our concerns did not begin until 2018, after which we had no alternative but to file a complaint with the Ontario Ministry of Long-Term Care. The ensuing battle lasted about 18 months and caused us much grief, stress and long-term damage to our personal lives. This particular situation resolved itself late into 2019. The official Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care report was issued based on an inspection beginning April 9, 2021. This report cited 30 violations of guidelines in Sunset Manor's operation. By June 10, 2021, the ministry determined that the nursing home had not come into compliance with many of the outlined infractions. As a result, all new admissions ceased and an outside agency was to be brought in to help in the administrative duties of Sunset Manor to bring the home into full compliance. Universal Care Canada Incorporated was hired to deal with the issues. Many inspections have taken place since that time. Administrators have come and gone. Employees have been removed and replaced continually, including experienced and dedicated staff. We have received no answers to several letters addressed to various levels of government. We do not get any truth from anyone. So where are we at? We have a nursing home that can house up to 150 residents, but 37 beds are now empty. We have a continually changing staff. Premier Ford is promoting the creation of more long-term beds in Ontario, but we cannot get these beds open. We have no clear plan forward to resolve any of the issues that are occurring at Sunset Manor. Who are the players in this disaster? The County of Simcoe hires the SOW, in this case, Mark Aitken. Mark has several duties in his portfolio, including long-term care and senior services. As the director of this portfolio, he is the direct superior of the General Manager of Health and Emergency Services, who in our case is Jane Sinclair. Mark and Jane are now husband and wife. Jane is ultimately in full control of the day-to-day operations at Sunset Manor, and there seems to be no indication that her position is in jeopardy. In summary, we are stressed, we are frustrated, we are angry at times. We would like some answers and we need support from our community to help us get this resolved. Todd Manory Collingwood, on.